Before becoming an accomplished artist and one of the pioneers of the pop art movement in New York, Rosenquist was a sign painter, mainly painting company logos on large oil storage tanks.
When I was painting Phillips 66 signs, I painted them out in near Williston Basin, out that way. I've been all over the state at that time. I was working with a bunch of ex-convicts, and I was a teenager, and they were 29, so they didn't beat me up. But they were a wild bunch. I had a lot of wild excursions.
Rosenquist would leave North Dakota in the early 1950s to begin studying art in Minneapolis. Although he would never settle back in North Dakota, he did pay visits and had strong memories of life in the Dakotas.
Living on a farm with my Aunt Dolores, who I love, and she's 80-something now. She's a little older than me, and she always entertained me by making things, marionettes. On the farm, you'd invent stuff to do because there was no toys. There was nothing for kids. So anyway, I thought it was a terrible place to grow up until I saw where Tony Bennett grew up in Queens. That was worse, I think. Queens, New York. I wouldn't want to have grown up in Queens.
Rosenquist would make his way to New York City, using his skills as a commercial artist to merge pop culture into fine art. In 2010, Rosenquist was commissioned to do the North Dakota mural. In an interview prior to the dedication, Rosenquist had a chance to look back at his career to that point. His advice to young artists includes continually produce your art. And if there's an opportunity, grab it.
As a kid, you never know what the hell the future is going to bring. So if you get some kind of a job or an advantage, you grab onto it. So I went to New York in 55, and 62 I had my first one-man show, sold out, because I did something different. By 65 I was on the front page of the New York Times, kaboom. And everything was sellout, sellout, sellout for a few years. So I've been very lucky, you know, but these ups and downs continue all through one's life and up until now, right now.
The North Dakota mural remains on display at the Plains Art Museum in Fargo. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.